My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. Hody's taking your phone calls. Menigan's flying the ship today. Andrew Brandt, former Packer front office executive, is going to join us. He's coming up. Daryl Ryder at 1. We'll talk a little Browns. Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach, speaking to the media about 1:30. You'll hear that right here on The Fan. There's no question, Andy, the price tag on the project in Berea is huge. You know, there's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the Haslams say they've got half of it in cost overruns, is that enough for people? Is it unrealistic to think they should pay for the whole thing? I think in this day and age, it probably is.
To think that they're going to pay for the whole thing? No, I just...
They're going to pay for the development around it, right?
Yeah.
And then they'll own that. Let's keep that in mind. But
right.
There will be taxes coming from that into Cuyahoga County.
There are little things that I think about is if the actual border still had that area within the Cleveland city limits, would people be upset then? I think about that. I think about, first and foremost, just as somebody, I'm not trying to get melancholy on this, but I just I think about all the tradesmen, all the building tradespeople that have to, that they need those people to build a facility like that, to build all of those things, to think about all those jobs that are available and will become available. And, I don't know. I think about that only because I think about the days when my dad was laid off when I was a kid. I mean, a lot of this has to do with how you were brought up and what you think about in your own lifetime. And I don't know. I see people working when they build these buildings. And, I see Sherwin-Williams downtown. I don't want to talk about this stuff. I want to talk about sports. But by the same token, I still understand what it means to grow up in Northeast Ohio, what it is to be born in the city of Cleveland, to understand what we take pride in. And
be working if they renovate the old place. I mean, that's...
Well, no, but you're creating new jobs by building a new building. And you're creating jobs by
you'd be creating
whatever you have to do with the old building.
True. But even if you just renovate the old place, you'd have people working on that project and everything else that goes along with it.
No, you're right. You're 100% right on that.
Regardless, either way, people are going to be working.
The amount of jobs would be completely different.
Yeah. We might be the wrong guys to talk about this.
Because we've been talking about it for 13 years.
And from the day it started, you and I both were screaming for a retractable dome.
Yeah.
Because we have seen things in other cities that just seemed like perfect things for our community. And I just watched that video yesterday, and I just thought, man, we could thrive with something like that. That could be a really cool thing.
It's a statement for your city. It's just like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's like Terminal Tower.
Yep.
It's what defines you as a city, yeah.
John's in Akron, Ohio. Hello, John.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey.
Here's my concern. You know, I love the idea of this new Dome Stadium. I love the idea of it being in Brook Park. I have no problem with that. I would also love the idea of somebody gifting me a brand new Land Rover and then saying, oh, by the way, you are going to have to pay for a lot of this. You know, I still want to know how much is this going to cost in taxes? Because when you look at that L.A. thing, L.A.'s got a population of 15 million that could divide those taxes. The Meadowlands has a population up there of about 20 million that divides those taxes. Cleveland's only got 1 million people in Cuyahoga County, so it literally...
Yeah, and it's funny, John, that you say that because I kind of feel like if that money needs to come, it should come from a five-county area. Like, Summit County should probably have to pitch in on it, too, don't you think? I mean, you live in Akron. I heard what you just said. Do you think Summit County should have to get in on that, too?
I absolutely believe it should be regional.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you can afford this with just the Cuyahoga County populace.
Well, that's that's where the Haslams come in paying for half of it. And, you know, you're talking about state money. You're talking about county money. You're talking about, you know, I don't know what Brook Park has to offer into this whole thing, but that's where that money's coming from.
Well, if you've ever driven through Brook Park, you know they're not going to be able to pony up Cleveland money.
No, for sure. For sure. That's why the regional part of it has to come into play, and the county. That's on the county.
It will be county money. It will be state money. Brook Park would not be.
At least that's what everything I've read has said. That's where the majority of that money is coming from.
And here's a question for Minnegan. You know, if this was a business that wanted to do this, the way they expand is they open public stocks. But yet the NFL outside of Green Bay doesn't do that. Why can't fans directly invest into our sports franchises?
So that's a fascinating thought, because the NFL has made a specific rule for the Green Bay Packers and only the Green Bay Packers, but everybody else has to fall under a clause that you have to have a primary owner who talks up everything, so somebody's got to hold 51% of the shares of this. Now, they are in the middle of a committee, and Jimmy Haslam is on that committee, where they're talking about figuring out how to get a group of people to be involved in that instead of one primary owner, because the NFL has always worked where, hey, it's 32 people sitting in a room, and that's it. They're talking about a group. I think it has to do with the Saudis more than anything else, but I don't want to say that too loudly. But they are talking about letting groups involved.
I think you did too.
Yeah.
Plus, the NBA, I mean, the Guardians have minority ownership that you can get into. The Cavaliers have minority ownership that you can get into. But
not like buying a share at a time.
Right. And you can't buy a
correct.
Share.
Yeah.
And the thing is with the Packers stock is it's actually a terrible stock to buy because it never appreciates or depreciates. And you can only sell it back to the Packers.
And it's just you own a piece of the team.
Exactly.
You know, you can hang it on the wall.
And you know something? I would buy that. I would absolutely buy that. I'd have a better chance of buying some stocks than I would a personal seat license.
That's probably true. John, thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.
I don't know about the whole regional aspect of it, Andy, as far as tax base and stuff.
I think it's hard.
I don't know how. I don't know how you make that work. I'm no financial guy, but I don't know how you make that work. I just see that and think, yes, that would work in our community. And tell me this one. I know the big push about this, you know, keep it in the city of Cleveland, and everybody wants to do that and everything else. I think a facility built where this is going to be built, if it comes to pass, and everything that goes around it, would be more attractive to people not in the city of Cleveland or in Cuyahoga County to come visit than something downtown. In other words, easy to get to, not as far. You're not coming downtown. Not that there's anything wrong with coming downtown.
Well,
it's a great place to come downtown.
It's a simple jump on the RTA, too. Now, I mean, sounds to me like the Rapid would drop you off at the stadium there. It doesn't do that. We don't have that
combine
now.
And though I think it could be a nightmare on game days, they'll figure some things out. Have it near the airport like that, you know, and if with everything that could be going on out there, man, it could become a huge destination, not just for our community, but, you know, for people coming in from out of town and everything else.
Our city is kind of wacky the way it's built in the first place, isn't it? When you think about it,
the centerpiece of the entire area is at the farthest most northern spot. And there's only one way to get in there because there's a lake on the other side.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about that. When you look at some of the other bigger cities that have things going on downtown, like the art museum's downtown. They're not at University Circle. Yeah. And I know, like, you look at public transportation and they've got that health line that goes back up and down between the clinic and University Circle and downtown, but that still doesn't. I don't know. I look at Chicago, I look at some of these other cities that I've been to, and man, wouldn't it help if we had all that cultural stuff that we have at University Circle, if it was all compacted, even if it was 2 or 3 miles down the road. It's just kind of the way it breaks out. It's interesting.
I would agree with that.
You know, like Edgewater. Think about Edgewater. Edgewater's on the west side. It's not downtown. Like Chicago, you walk to the end of Michigan Avenue, boom, you've got, you know, basically Edgewater with a lot of really cool stuff around the outside of it.
Well, that big fire helped.
Yeah, that's true. I think about that, too.
We don't really want that, do we?
And they also took down what they got rid of. It was a Megsfield. What was the airport that was there? There was an airport in Chicago that had been renovated again so that they didn't do that. And then they changed the freeway. And a lot of the things that the mayor and the city want to do with Route 2 right in front. Yeah. I mean, that's been done before in other cities and has been successful.
You know, the one thing I can't let this thought go, and it's just this. If you just want a football stadium, place to go watch your NFL team play. We have one of those right now.
They're saying that building isn't going to last for another 15 years.
That's what they're saying, yes. Yeah, but we have one where you can go, and it's a fine place to watch a football game.
So is Byers.
Well,
you just can't watch an NFL game there unless they want to put up temporary seating.
Exactly. But seriously, if you just want to go watch a football game, our stadium is just fine.
A lot of parking around Byers.
That is true.
You know,
although I am bummed there's a pizza place that went out of business that was really good.
John's in Mayfield. John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. John. How are you? You got electricity?
No, we do not.
I'm sorry, man.
Sorry.
I heard you guys talking this morning and Daryl Ryder mentioning that maybe August 14th. It's going to be too long. Can't go that long without
power. Before you get your power back?
Yeah, that's what the estimated time they're saying to people is next Wednesday.
Wow. Well, you know, keep safe, my friend. Keep safe.
Thank you. Yeah, but I was just calling because I'm all for this Brook Park move. I like you guys. Like, I want to spruce some life into Cleveland and get some development, and it also opens up the lake. But if we're trying to get like people to come into Cleveland, one crucial thing we got to also focus on, and the city of Brook Park or Cleveland have to focus on, is helping out this airport because it's not. It's not like any other airport in the city. Like, Columbus's airport is hands down much better. I've had better experiences at Cincinnati. And it just seems like if we're going to put this much money into...
It's on its way. I mean, there's all kinds of plans for the airport right now. And it also starts with that road development that would end up being a part of the new stadium without having to be a part of the pay for the new stadium.
Yeah.
So, and I agree with you, John, having been to all these other airports too. Ours just feels, I mean, when Continental pulled out and left that empty wing, it changed everything in there.
After expanding and building the whole wing.
Yeah, I mean, when United took them out of here, it's depressing. It really is to look at that wing and see nothing going on. But then you've got other airlines that are coming in, and you see, like, you know.
And Andy, if you put something.
Alaska, Frontier, I mean, there's been some, they've had some positive growth out there. And, you know, it's just. I don't know. It is a bummer because that airport doesn't feel like any other airport.
If you put something like the indoor stadium and everything around it by the airport, does that not enhance the airport as well?
There's no hotel there now. I mean, the Sheraton's not even there anymore. So
I mean, it's, you know, maybe it leads to who knows what it leads to. I think there's a possibility that this leads to so much more for our region.
We hope so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope so. And bottom line is, they think they need a new football stadium.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're going to be in the stadium coming up on Sunday, or excuse
Saturday.
Me, Saturday,
yeah.
Because the Green Bay Packers are coming to town. And folks seem optimistic about this season, I think for very good reason. We're going to talk a little team next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.